More than 1,100 register for Running of the Green. Extension provides spring opportunities for local gardeners. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The 44th annual Running of the Green took place this weekend in Jamestown, and final dollars are being tallied. But run organizers are happy with the registered turnout this year. Co-organizer Melissa Mickelson reports 1,100 registered for the 44th annual pub crawl. She says this also happened at the Buff, Club 1883, and Elks after the start. She said there was still a lot downtown that didn't register, so they encourage and push the registration a little more each year. The run has raised thousands of dollars for Elks, Camp Grassic, and local cancer patients. Final totals aren't known, but Mickelson says $25,000 have been raised as of Sunday, with more donations arriving from bars and more. You can find photos from the 44th annual run online at newsdakota.com. The NDSU Extension Service in Stutsman County is sharing information they'll have available for local gardeners this spring. The first of these opportunities is the Spring Fever Garden Forums that run Monday nights through April 11th.
It's been several years now that NDSU Extension has done this, and it is a statewide program, so there's several extension offices across the state that are participating.
Extension agent Alicia Harstead says gardeners can attend these forums at participating extension offices or register to receive a link to the forums they're interested in attending. Harstead says they'll also return their Jamestown Garden Morning on April 2nd. Read more online at newsdakota.com. And North Dakota health officials say they're shifting from daily to weekly COVID-19 reports as the disease continues to wane across the state. The state health department made the move last Friday. Department officials say updating their website daily was time-consuming, and results from the growing use of at-home kits aren't required to be reported to the state, which leads to an increasing inaccuracy in state data. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more news, weather, and sports anytime, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at News Dakota.